So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Big weekend in the Berg. And this unusually warm weather with a near record high today kicks it off. And then the kickoff Monday night will be more seasonal with temperatures around 32 with the Steelers and the Houston Texans. And by the way, later this morning in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the host of The Drive with Storner and Hughley in Dallas, or Houston, Texas, rather. They are also the flagship, so they know a lot about the Texans, who were on a 9-game win streak headed into the playoffs and heading into Pittsburgh. The protests continue, and it's been very tense in Minneapolis. And then the Portland shooting that Paul just described in the newscast has the focus again, once again, on immigration. And locally, we welcome back Ellen Freeman from Ellen Freeman Immigration Law, and kind of get a sense of what you're hearing, Ellen. Welcome back. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Cleary. Really, really hard times. It sort of seems to be like a pinnacle of war on immigration and scapegoating of immigrants. But now it's really American citizens that are getting hurt for just participating in witnessing the ICE arrest and ICE actions. We know that a lot of the people are very concerned about the treatment of immigrants, separations of families, and reasonable arrest of a lot of the immigrants who have absolutely no criminal records, who have American families, who have been living here for a long time. So it's really, really terrible times, really painful. And we all now will start knowing somebody who either got hurt or has been arrested. Another issue that is affecting all of the communities around the country is arrest of the Ukrainian citizens who are here absolutely legally on the Uniting for Ukraine parole status. Because of the mismanagement of the current immigration service and not processing of documents in any reasonable time, people are waiting for a very long time for the documents that are due to them, such as the re-parole authorization or employment authorization documents. You wouldn't believe that some of those documents are now taking close to 2 years. And now, if you're standing in the wrong place at the wrong time, just like a Walmart delivery driver in Minneapolis who was there during this action, happens to be Ukrainian, completely authorized to be here, he was arrested. And that is happening all over the country. A lot of the times, this.
If there is an arrest like that that you're describing, what is the due process that people are going through? I mean, you mentioned the backlog and the paperwork, and I certainly understand that's a frustration. But after someone is arrested, what happens to them?
Well, unfortunately, there is no due process. The current administration claims that foreign nationals are not entitled to it. And people who are mistakenly arrested for just being in a place where there were raids of other foreign nationals, foreign-born, they're being arrested and taken to jail. The notice to appear in court is not issued sometimes for many weeks, and their immigration lawyers and families cannot find them, sometimes for as long as a month. And they start being transferred around the country. So one can be arrested in Minneapolis or Pittsburgh, but then they start being transferred to the facilities in the South, mostly in Louisiana, Alabama. And they're transferring them so many times that by the time they're allowed to call and tell their family where they are, they're across the country, and it's hard to find an attorney in that area and can go and help them and who can go to court. And what is really appalling, what's happening, a lot of them are being deported before they ever get in front of the immigration judge, before anybody ever gets to say, you know, why are they entitled to stay here, what the circumstances are, and how they should not be the target. They were not supposed to be the target of this administration, but they seem to be only caring about the numbers, just to be arresting people. Another appalling thing that's happening around the country, that spouses of U.S. citizens who never violated any laws but been waiting for green cards for so long that their underlying immigration status has expired, and they're just here waiting for the green card in a period of stay authorized by the attorney general, they're now being arrested. That's been happening in San Diego, but it's also been happening in New York, in Salt Lake City, and none of us immigration lawyers know whether it will spread around the country and reach communities such as ours. So we owe to prepare our clients that there is a possibility that they can be arrested at their immigration interview.
Appreciate the update, Ellen. Thank you. Challenging
thank
times.
You.
Yeah. Attorney Ellen Freeman with the Immigration Law Group here that she heads in Pittsburgh.